Welcome to Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings, with me, Greta Chamberlain, Yvonne Crayer, Lee Steimer, and the Realm of Beings. Shifting Impressions, which is one of the vehicles that supports the transmission of the Realm of Beings, is here to assist you in delving into your being by providing numerous topics and discussions for you to intake as you deepen your connection with your inner world. Shifting Impressions is here to assist you in strengthening yourself as you excavate to understand your true nature. Lee, Yvonne, and myself with the Realm of Beings eagerly invite you to join us today and learn to shift your mindset, shift your thoughts, and shift your focus to recreate your life and produce a new you. Shifting Impressions starts now.
Hello, and welcome to Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings. I'm Lee, and I'm here with Greta and Yvonne, and as always, the Realm of Beings. And we are very pleased to be on Transformation Talk Radio every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern. Thank you all for joining us today. These podcasts will help you examine your life and your creation of reality. Maybe give you assistance to understand what you're creating and how it shows up, or just another way to look at things. So if you're new to the podcast, every week Greta, Yvonne, and I chat about a quote that was downloaded from the Realm of Beings. And this week we'll be talking about joy. So ladies, how are you today?
Doing good.
Okay. Are you feeling joyful?
Sure, joyful.
Today's quote is jump, jump, jump for joy and revel in the mysteries of your life. Embrace them as an adventurer moving through the now with vitality. So that's kind of a very new way of looking at life, I guess, considering what we've been, you know, dealing with for a while now, you know, the paradigm of sin and shame and all of that kind of business. So embracing life as an adventurer and moving with vitality and joy sounds really good to shake things up.
Yeah, I would say so. I know when you were reading the quote back, I reflected on that joy is one of the things that I personally have to work on.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of us do.
You know, it's like, it's not something that you say, okay, I'm joyful, that and that's it. You know, it's something that you really want to deal with and really focus on bringing that joy in your life. Because a lot of us, and that includes me in that picture, have on occasion, we've thought of others before we think of ourselves. So we want to make others happy. I want you to be happy in your life. But we never think about pointing in the direction of self. I want to be happy. I want to be joyful. And then some people think that that's being selfish. You know, if they're not trying to make somebody else happy, you know, but it, just little things for me. Once I was in the store and I had about three bunches of flowers, you know, because you can get three bunches for $12 or something like that.
Yes, that's a great deal.
Three bunches of flowers. And the lady that was standing in the line in front of me, and we were in the grocery store, she said to me, she says, oh, who are you buying those for? And I told her, I said, myself.
Yay.
You know, it was like, you know, oh, see, it had to be for somebody else. You see what I'm saying? It wasn't that I could turn around and bring that joy or bring that beauty
to me. It was somebody else I was going to give it to. So I'm a firm believer in working with joy, because lack of joy can produce all kinds of situations that we wouldn't particularly want to be in. And I'm speaking for myself. So I really focus on joy. Sometimes I even do the water, using Dr. Emoto's principles of that the water changes. And I put joy under my glass of water so that the water can, the molecular structure of the water changes to fit what you want. And see, our bodies are mainly water. So when you drink that water, I drink joy water. Mm. So that joy water is going into my body. It's going all over. The cells are being happy because they're intaking that. You know, so I'm not only thinking to be joyful, but I'm doing something physical to put the joy literally inside my body. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like joy is like, you know, it's more of like a, it's like a visceral kind of body feeling, you know, like it's a very strong energy, you know, it's not just happy, you know what I mean? Like, but joyful is really has its own sort of like very ecstatic, I feel like, energetic signature, you know, and it would be wonderful if more people could, you know, tap into that. But like I said, I feel like, you know, there are a lot of things out there in the consciousness that, you know, like stories and paradigms and thought processes, you know, that maybe like, you know, kind of quell that sort of energetic feeling. And now is the time to like shift that and try and be more cognizant and focus on, you know, like, just like you were saying, Greta, those small things. I mean, when you were telling the story, I almost felt sad that someone, that there are people out there that wouldn't buy themselves flowers, like just for the sheer, like, this is something beautiful and I want it in my surroundings, you know, just because I want to take in its beauty and admire it or smell it, you know, just for me, not to give it away. And I think that's like definitely true. We often, you know, try to make others, you know, quote unquote, try to attempt to, you know, give others the joy that we should maybe just, you know, savor ourselves sometimes.
I'm in agreement with that. I, but like I say, that is one of my lessons, in fact. And I know it's a lesson because keeping joy in my life as much as possible is a challenge for me. And, you know, has been a challenge for me. So it's something that I am really connected to as far as my person is concerned, meaning me. You know that joy is super, super important to me. The other thing I want to say is when you said that the other energies that are low vibrational energies or low vibrational emotions or experiences, you know, they don't control us. We control them because we bring them to us. So not only am I bringing flowers into my life, but I'm really saying, okay, these other situations, I don't need really, I'm not going to attract them to me anymore. I don't want to be in that space, you know, where I'm attracting that. So I'm really aware of that. I'm aware of what's happening to me because I'm creating it. I'm aware of who am I attracting into my space, because the person can't come unless I attract them.
Right. You know?
And just, I'm just really cognizant of that. You know, what is the rest of that quote to today. What else does it say?
Well, I like the part where it talks about reveling. You know, it says jump, jump, jump for joy and revel in the mysteries of your life. Like, I like that word revel. Like, I feel like it's like kind of like, you know, like savor the mysteries, or like almost kind of like party, like be like, okay, like this is fun, you know, like something that I have to explore and see. And then it says, embrace them, revel in the mysteries of your life, embrace them as an adventurer moving through the now with vitality.
Hi, that's a long one, isn't it? A long one.
Yeah, you break it apart bit by bit, but I am feeling a lot of imagery, you know, attached to the quote. At least for me, I see jump, jump, jump for joy, and I think of and I see like children playing on the trampoline, and there's no space in what they're doing for anything else but joy and fun and happiness. Mm-hmm. And just the people watching them. Well, I'm watching them in my mind's eye, so I'm enjoying myself watching them. But, you know, the parents, like if they were at a party in a bouncy, one of those little houses that bounce, you know, the parents also, I think, get pleasure and, you know, fun through watching their children. I'm just speaking from my own experience, of course. That could also change too, because there could be parents watching that would be nervous and thinking their kid would get hurt. You know, that's a different perspective, obviously. So, you know, it's all a matter of choice and what you embrace and what you attract, what you bring into your life. So I think the mystery part of this quote too is like, always be open and curious, you know, like revel, like what does like some of the animals, the cats, and they're just like reveling in the sunshine all day, like, you know, all day long, enjoying their life. Really, they don't have a care in the world because somehow they get people to feed them and pet them and take care of them. So, you know, just want to be a cat sometimes, I suppose, and feel that joy and not have to worry about the problems. I really don't anymore. I used to watch the news a little more frequently, but I don't watch it at all, because it's a choice of turning that on and getting involved in the drama, because it just seems like on the news all they do is report bad things and things that are not filled with joy. So I always think, why would I want to spend my precious downtime thinking about that? I know what's going on in the world. I'm not blind to it, but it's a conscious choice not to immerse myself in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know I don't. You know, I don't want the audience to think that we avoid these things.
Right.
It's not that we avoid these creations of reality that they show us on television through the news. It's not that we avoid it. It's just that if you're focusing on loving self, then you don't need to focus on the destruction of self or the destruction of others. Mm-hmm. You know, even though in the true reality, nobody dies. Someone made a comment to me just this week. It might have even been my daughter. And she said, there's so many people that are dying and leaving the planet, you know. And it's like you can either be in sorrow over it or you can be in joy over it. You know, I've been to some funeral services where there is a joyful send off. You know, people are singing, they're clapping. I remember I went to the funeral of one of my students. She was only 8 or 9 years old, and she made her transition, decided to make her transition. So I went to the funeral, and I was sitting there, And I can see people who have made their transition. That's just one of the abilities that I have, to be able to see in another dimension and see, or in another reality and see. So I saw her reaction. In fact, she came and sat next to me, and I was really happy for her. She was so happy. She was so happy that when they closed the casket, and I think it was in a Baptist church, I'm not so sure now, I can't remember, but it was a Christian church. But they started playing the music, and the organist started going da 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 da, you know, and everybody started ribbing up. That girl left me, ran over, and jumped on top of her own casket and started dancing.
Why not? Rebel, you know, in the
hey, you know, that's exactly what she did. And then, you know, when the dancing and the revelry was all over, because they were celebrating her choice to make her transition. It was a celebration. So it's like saying, you know, we can go into deep sorrow, or we can go into joy. It depends right. on how you look at it. What's the perspective on it, you know? And here was a child. She was 8 years old, 9 years old, dancing on her casket. And I mean, she really got down. She was doing what they call the holy dance. And she was definitely doing the holy dance on her casket. When the music stopped, she just got off and went and sat next to her mother.
Aww,
and sweet. That was, I mean, she was, you know, it was a beautiful homegoing. You know, it's a homegoing, you know, we're going home. Or we're going into our next home, is our next experience of this life that we have. It's our next experience, you know. But it's to revel in it. And if something happens, or that you create something, it's not necessary to go down into the valley of it and beat yourself up. I call it the valley of condition. You're going in there, or you're going into the rabbit hole with Alice, you know, and sitting down there with having tea with Alice, having tea with the rabbit and the Mad Hatter. I mean, you know, some of us really, you know, really get down and want to stay in there.
Can we talk more about, I like better the valley of condition, right? Because that is like, you know, we try to be unconditional, you know, but there, like, that means like you're just sitting down there, like thinking about, oh, what my culture has to say, or what my family has to say, or what my church has to say, right? And not what you know, like what you want. It's like, is that it? Like getting stuck in those valleys of conditions, thinking about all the other things people might be thinking about you for making the choice that you made.
Not only that, that's part of it. But the other part of it is that you blame yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You blame yourself for what you created. And beat up on yourself. And one way of doing that is going down into depression. Of course, depression has a lot of chemical things that go along with that. But I'm just talking about in general. You know, you get depressed over what you've created. Some people get depressed over stuff and they don't even know they created it. But the thing is, if you think you didn't, you think you did, don't stay in that space. Love yourself. I remember once I told somebody they were really beating up on themselves. I said, you know, I said, it's like you took your hand and you cut it off. Are you going to cut your hand? Would you cut your hand off? Oh, no, I wouldn't cut my hand off. I said, well, then stay up. Don't cut yourself off from yourself. You know, that's a cutting off of yourself from yourself. And I think that that other part of that quote means embrace yourself. Embrace yourself, love yourself, regardless of what you've created. You know, if you created it, it's something for you to learn. That's all it is. It's just something for you to learn. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps, you know, stand up tall and say, hey, world, here I am. Here I am, world. I'm getting on the world instead of world, stop and let me get off. I think that was a Broadway play. Stop the world and let me get off. We don't have to get off. We can stay there and we can just know it's okay. Anything that I've created, I don't care what it is okay. It's okay. What I want to do is love me regardless of what I did. Regardless of what I did, regardless of what I created. Because I know for myself, I've created some things that, whew, I turn around and I look back on them and said, my God, how did I create that? Or how did I get through that? Or how am I, you know, still here in this existence from the things that I created? You know, there are things that I created that would wipe me out of here, you know, but I just, you know, I decided that I'm going to hang in there. I'm going to do this, you know, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I can do it. I don't care what it is. I can do it. Yeah. And when you say I can do it, what's coming right behind you? That joy is coming in there, that tenacious spirit. You know, you're reveling in yourself. You're connecting deeply and more deeply into yourself and saying, yes, I can do this.
Yeah. The vitality piece is there when you are so determined to take action and yeah, confident that it's happening. And, you know, just think about what you want. You always give me that advice. Don't focus on the sickness or the things that you don't want. Just keep imagining that the result that you want. And sooner or later, you might not get that exact scenario, but you could get something better or something different, which is comparable.
You know, when I was a child, I must have been about 13, my godmother used to always say, she said to me, if you want something, focus on it. Focus on it. She said to me, you may not get it, but you'll come close to it. You know, yeah. And that's before I
even something better too.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
There's always the possibility that when you don't, you're not too attached to the outcome, particularly, you leave it up to like some sort of magic happens, you know, mm-hmm. with that joy, that positive intention. Usually, yeah.
Yeah. It's all, and it's all about each one of us. Each one of us must find that space where we can say, I really love and appreciate myself,
mm-hmm.
you know. And there's so many ways that different people can do things. I was looking at YouTube yesterday, and I was looking at the different levels of hertz. And I'm not talking about H-U-R-T-S. I'm talking about H-E-R-T-Z. The hertz, I hope I spelled it correctly, that they're saying at 430 hertzes, this will help you, you know. So listening to music at a certain hertz will also help you. You know, there's, I think it's hertz, 528 hertz. If you can meditate to music like that, and you can find that music right there on YouTube and play it. I haven't done it yet. I'm kind of looking forward to doing it. I do my work when I'm writing to Gregorian chant. And I usually do the Gregorian chant. I choose the ones that at a certain hertz. So I do my work at about 400 and some hertz while I'm listening. And that's where the Gregorian chant is being sung at. And that even helps you, you know. There's so many things out there that help can help you bring peace and joy. I know we're not talking about peace, but I'm sure if you're joyful, then you are at peace. So it kind of goes hand in hand. But you were going to say something, Lee?
Oh, I was just talking about, I think those frequencies are like the solfeggio frequencies. It's yes. Like 4-2, 528. There are several other ones. And it just they just have different frequency rates that I guess the body enjoys.
Mm-hmm. Because like the solfeggio, right, because it's the music. But another thing that does that are the singing bowls.
Yes.
Right.
You go to a singing bowls event and just sit there and meditate in that energy, because everything is energy. Everything is energy.
Mm-hmm. Right. So when you say, when you said it, peace, I like the word balance came to my mind. You know, like when we are feeling, are they synonymous with each other? You know, when we're feeling kind of like centered, you know, like it allows you to experience those different emotions, right? I mean, if you're wobbly, you know, you get one thing, but if you have that, you know, that balance, you know, it allows some to experience some other things. That's what I feel like.
I agree with you on that. It's good to have balance, you know, to have balance in our lives. We'll know that we're out of balance, especially if we have some type of health challenge that we're dealing with. We're kind of out of balance with that, with ourselves, within our inner being of who we truly are. So balance is important. Peace is balance. But I think you get the balance first and then you get the peace next. You got to feel yourself, you know, I'm together. Everything is fine. I'm all right. Then you're coming into that balance between you and all your other selves in there that are telling you all kinds of stuff. And then you can reach out into peace of mind. And when you get peace of mind, then you can reach out into joy. I think it's like a movement.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think. I think it's a movement. I never thought of it like that until you just brought this up, but it's a movement into joy. You know, it's like
ending with this, like this energetic field, right? I mean, you have to resonate with something before you can intake it, right? I mean, it just depends on where you know, just depends. Maybe you're resonating with anger or something else.
But you know, to be truthful, we're resonating with everything that's around us at all times.
Right.
So what we choose is what we're going to resonate with. The resonation is there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we're all one. So we're resonating in oneness. It's just that we don't, most of us don't understand what oneness is. And most of us don't think of ourselves as being one with a tree. You know, I have my oak tree out there beside my house. And when it starts, that's the only tree I have left. All my trees have left me. You know, and I tell it, I said, I love you, you know, and I go out there and I put my arms around it. I can't, the trunk is so big, I can't even get all my arms all the way around it. But I tell it, you know, I love you. And when the wind starts blowing and everything, because it's tall, my tree is so tall. I just say, just hang in there, tree, do not. Just go with the wind, flow with the wind. We don't need to lose our branches, you know, especially on the roof. We
keep strong.
So, yeah, it's just, I've gone through so many challenges in my life. And I know there are other people that have probably gone through the same amount or more. You know, I'm not trying to say, you know, I'm all that, but I am saying that out of determination, faith in myself, love of myself, that I was able to make it. And I'm able.
Yeah, those seem to be the keys, love of self, determination.
Without a doubt. And I was going through things when I was younger, and I didn't know anything about creation of reality. You know, my 20s and my early 30s were very turbulent times for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had made a statement. I said, I want to know, and I tell people, don't ever ask this question. I said, I want to know what life is like. Man, I learned everything. You want to know what life is like, Grant? Okay, I'll show you what life is like here. Boom, here's this one. Now see how you can get out of that one. And now right after that one, boom, here comes the next one. Now what you going to do with that one? Man, I went through so much stuff in a period of 4 years. It was just, I'm amazed at it myself now that I look back on. But mm-hmm. to look back on it and to say, yep, I learned a lot. I learned a lot. I learned a lot about myself. And now I've come to this age and I can honestly say, Greta, love yourself. But I'm still working on that.
Yeah.
You know,
but Greg, can we just clarify something? Because when you said that, made that statement, like, oh, I want to know what life is like. I mean, that's like those things that were brought, that came into your life were your creations, right? Based on
absolutely. Absolutely.
Where somebody else might say, oh, please show me about life. And they win the lottery or they win.
Yes. You know, that's the difference.
Know, they have some, you know, they have other beliefs about life, you know, and the way things work. So the experience could be, you know, like completely different, you know, but I understand what you're saying, because so many of us, you know, have been taught that life is difficult, challenging, work hard, this, that, whatever, you know, and so, you know, dealing like, you know, oh, you want to see life, you know, because like that would be what our parents say, you know, oh, you know, this hard life, blah, 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 blah. Some parents, let's just say. And then so you get this, you know, because of conditioning and programming and beliefs, get this experience, right? I mean, so someone can say, show me life. And it's like flowers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ladies. We could go on and on here, but we're a little bit past our break time. So what do you say we take a little pause and see what the realm of beings has to say about this beautiful
Absolutely.
Quote? So stay tuned. We'll be back after our break. Thanks for listening.
Been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness, be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
Tune into the Cause It's Easy Show with me, Coach Easy. Empowered empath, empowering mindsets, and building confidence through adversities. Every Tuesday at 3:30 Pacific, 6:30 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tap into your life coaching for self-esteem, confidence, positivity, happiness, and success. I will show you the easy way to make your life amazing, no matter what. For more information on the Coach Easy approach, visit Cause It's Easy, that's EAZY,
Thriving is not a word. It's an action, a state of being. Tune in to The Best Living Show. I'm your host, Dr. Rachel Sweet, every first and third Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will help you dig deep to find your state of thrive by looking at psychology, brain health, epigenetics, and more. We are more than our code. It's a different kind of code. It's the best living code. Visit DrRachelSweet.com. That's Dr. Rachel Sweet.
Imagine if you were truly flourishing, how would your financial expansion impact the world? Author of Money Come Dance With Me, Gail West, is an internationally known speaker, creative catalyst, and business intuitive at Success with Soul. Work with Gail to create a new relationship with money as your friend. Link the soul of your business to the business of your soul with programs like Sacred Money Mastery, Akashic Records of the Soul, and more. To receive a healing money meditation, go to successwithsoul.com.
Join Dr. Ellie Zarabian, host of From Chaos to Connection, Growing from Pain to Community, every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You can impact the world in the most powerful way. Whatever your spiritual background or cultural heritage, you can transform pain and trauma into community and well-being. On Chaos to Connection, Dr. Ellie helps you identify what you need to make progress on your life's journey. Visit CenterOnPeace.com. Join Dr. Ellie Zarabian, host of From Chaos to Connection, Growing from Pain to Community, every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You can impact the world in the most powerful way. Whatever your spirit, p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You can impact the world in the most powerful connection. Dr. Ellie helps you identify what you need to make progress on your life's journey. Visit CenterOnPeace.com.
Hello, and welcome back to Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings. So this is the part of the podcast where the realm gets to weigh in on their quotation. So Realm, are you with us?
We're here.
Okay, super. I hope we have one of the snappy ones of you today, because the quotation is...
The joyful ones.
Right.
We're all joyful. We're all snappy.
And, well, some are snappier than others. And revel in the mysteries of your life. Embrace them as an adventurer moving through the now with vitality. So what wisdom do you have to share with us today?
That whole thing.
You'd already shared that. Can you expand a little bit on it?
You want us to expand on something that is your birthright.
Yes, I think we forget it.
Joy. Joy in your lives. You know, forget all the other stuff. Be joyful. And I'm not saying be joyful at the expense of others, unless you are supporting somebody in something. But this is the time where you can reflect inward into yourselves and see how wonderful you really are. I'm not talking about personality. Everybody has a personality. Even a plant has a personality. Dogs and cats and animals have personalities. Countries, concept of countries, have personalities. But the thing is, reflect inside yourself. You are divine beings. Some do not want to recognize that, because you want to say, look what I created. If I created this, I do not love myself. But let's flip-flop that piece. You hear because you want to experience another form of being. You decided that you wanted to explore being humanoid. So you chose that species to be a part of. So you chose all that goes with being humanoid, and those are what you call experiences built in choice. You've been given choices of what you wanted to do. How do I want to learn this stuff? So you're just in school. Every day you're in school, what you call school. You're learning every day. You might not have that book in front of you, but you have a life in front of you. Just like you sit down and you study and you read your textbooks. Sit and study your life. What do you want to make of your life experience that you have chosen to be in? You may have chosen to live, come from parents who reside in the Amazon rainforest that you have here on this world. Your life, that person's life, will be totally different from somebody else who wants to live in a metropolis like Los Angeles. But the one thing that you all have in common are the fact that you have choice of lessons. If you create a lesson that you say is a mistake, I want to emphasize that word, mistake. There are no mistakes ever. Everything is on purpose. And you will know that if you stop and you examine your quote unquote mistake and say, what did I get out of this mistake? What can I learn from this mistake? How can I not do this quote unquote mistake again? All it is choice. When you resolve that issue, then you're coming slowly into a state of joy. You can say, I learned that one. I got through that one. That's what you want to do. You want to get through the doggone things. Some of them can be more exciting than others. Some of them can be, you know, that you could tag them as being some horrible experiences. But nonetheless, they are still lessons that you have chosen. When you get past the lesson and you've learned it, or let's say you don't learn it. Maybe it takes you years to learn something. That's okay too. But every day that you're in it, you're learning. It's like a 1,000 piece puzzle. You're putting the I don't know of anybody who could put a puzzle together, 1,000 puzzle in 15 minutes. But you're putting every step of the way, you are putting a puzzle piece to fit with your other puzzle pieces, which when complete will be known as your life. If one puzzle piece does not fit, you put it down and you look for the other puzzle piece that does fit. You do it with puzzles. So do it with your life. Don't get down there and wallow and go, oh, woe is me. Look what I did. And then you call to a supreme being, God. Oh, God, help me. Without realizing you're talking to yourself. But that's another day, another time for us to discuss that in fullness. But what you want to do is say, call on yourself. If your name is Jane, Jane, help yourself. Help yourself. That's what you're going to say to yourself. It's saying, God, help me. Peter, help me. Because it is you that you rely on for this creation of reality. God doesn't do anything for you. It doesn't, other than to say, watch you. And say, well, look at that. That's interesting. The three gods of this planet, they are creating their own realities. They've got realities to create as well. Just as my collective, known as the realm of beings, we have realities that we are creating. I have created to speak to you today. There are many of us. But I said, I'll step up to the plate this morning. I'll meet with Lee and Yvonne. I'm ready.
Thank you. So part of the quote says, embrace them, the mysteries of your life, as an adventurer moving through the now with vitality. And we were talking earlier about joy being like a, you know, like a somatic body energy kind of thing. Like you like really feel it. Do you have anything to say about that?
That you really feel it? Because it's real.
No. I mean, you know, it's like happy is like a state of mind, let's say, but joy is kind of like an experience. It is like a vitality.
Yes, it's one of many vitalities. Mm-hmm. We just spoke of one of them when we wrote in that quote, and we wanted people to revel in it.
Mm-hmm.
Revel in your beingness.
And when you're saying, oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I'm asking, like, when you, like, you know, going, thinking more about it now, it's like when you say revel, it's like, you know, like when you do find yourself, like, you're like, oh, this is joy. like really like milk it for being there. Right. Like, that's what you're talking about. Like revel, don't let it just like kind of slip in and slip out, but like really feel it, really taste it, really like, you know, capture it.
That's like going to a birthday party and not liking it. And everybody you walk in, it's a surprise. It's a surprise birthday party. Your life is a surprise. Because some things you may think, I'm going to buy a house with 3 bedrooms. But then you create. That's what you have in your mind. I want to buy a house with 3 bedrooms. But there's something back in the unconscious that's saying, let's try a 4-bedroom house. So then you are looking through the newspaper or whatever you look through on the internet and all that stuff. And you see a 4-bedroom house that's beautiful, just like a 3-bedroom house. And it's in an area that you want it to be. It's within your price range. You'd say, oh, I'm going to buy a 4-bedroom house. You see. That part of that quote says it gives you the feeling that sometimes you don't know. You know what you're focusing on. But how is it going to be actualized? You don't know. Until you see the actualization of it. Because sometimes you can focus on something, but you don't get the exact thing you focused. You can get more, you can get less, or you can just get a totally different thing. But regardless of what you get, be joyful about it. You've created it. And if you don't want the 4-bedroom house, then don't take it, for goodness sake. It's your choice. If the puzzle doesn't fit, find another puzzle piece.
Right. And you don't have to be mad that that puzzle piece that you just tried didn't work. There's a whole box full of probability. Oh, no.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. A 1,000 piece puzzle. Whoa. That's a lot. That's a lot. Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good analogy, you know, because there's all of these things that we, you know, if we create something unwanted, like, okay, like grab another puzzle piece, you know, but oftentimes I feel like sometimes we just keep like forcing that piece to fit.
Sometimes you do that. I know.
Yeah. And then it breaks. Something happens. A little nub falls off. Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's good, Yvonne, because if you try to push a puzzle piece to make it fit, you're tearing up the doggone puzzle piece.
Yep.
Because you're loosening the edges and saying, it's got to fit, it's got to fit. No, it doesn't fit. Yeah. So just set it aside. Lesson.
It's a good metaphor, really, just to relax and be in the adventure of looking at the colors of the pieces, the different shapes, and trying out one of them's gonna fit.
Absolutely, eventually.
Yeah, once you get enough pieces together.
Yes, if you've only put two pieces together, what's 2 minus 1,000? Isn't that 998 more pieces of the puzzle you got to go?
It's a lot more to go.
So hey, you don't throw it away. You don't go and say, well, this puzzle piece didn't work, so let me take it and let me throw it out in the garbage.
Why don't you just get a new puzzle if you're bored with it or if you don't like it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You can do that, right?
Yeah, you can do that. That's what we do when we make our transition.
I knew you were going to say that.
You did.
Why I brought it up. I brought it up because I was like, the realm's going to take the bait and it'll bring up something else.
I know that you were sending it out there to me. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Yeah.
Good. It's a mission accomplished there.
Yes. Look what you created.
Another reality. Another puzzle to think about and talk about.
Yeah.
Realm, the end of the podcast, do you have anything else that you would like share with the listeners today?
We're at the end already.
Nearly. Yeah. So.
Keep trying the different puzzle pieces until one fits. Then move to the next one and find the next piece and have it fit. And then find the next one. And before you know it, the whole puzzle will be done. Don't get upset. Don't throw the puzzle pieces across the room because it didn't fit. Just nicely and calmly put it down and say, I'm moving on to the next piece.
Those are words to live by. Not only for life, but for puzzles.
Because then you can revel in the joy of it being complete.
Exactly. Because puzzles, usually I'm like, oh God, a puzzle. I don't think I really do them. But it's like it's something to contemplate life as a puzzle, like pick something with like an unbelievable finished picture, I guess. Right? Like something that brings you joy and, you know, visualize and try one piece at a time. And like the realm said, don't throw the puzzle piece across the room. You might need that thing, might fit later. So, you know, may not be working now, but later it very well may be. So thank you, listeners, for joining us today. Thank you, Realm of Beings, for sharing your wisdom. Thank you, Yvonne and Greta, for this conversation. And listeners, be well until we create each other again.
Once again, thanks for joining us at Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings on TransformationTalkRadio.com. As you have explored today's creation of reality experience with Lee, Yvonne, The Realm, and me, Greta, each of you is being supported by us in further developing the understanding that you are not just an individual existing in linear time and space, but a multidimensional force of infinite possibilities who is connected to all. So begin to create the realities you want. Join us every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Shifting Impressions at TransformationTalkRadio.com. So long until we create each other again next Friday.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.